When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Where is it? Where did you put it? Chloe, calm down. What's wrong? My fiancé Declan rushed into the hotel room. My passport, it's gone. We're supposed to fly to Ireland tomorrow for our wedding, and it's gone. Maybe you just misplaced. I didn't misplace anything. Someone took it. My voice cracked as tears streamed down my face. And I know exactly who. My husband's ex hid my passport, so I'd miss my own wedding. Hi, I'm Chloe. Today I'm going to tell you my story. But before I continue, please like, share, and subscribe to hear more stories like this. When I met Declan at a publishing conference in Boston 3 years ago, I wasn't looking for love. I was 32. Focused on my career as an editor, and perfectly content with my life. But there was something about the Irish author, with the mischievous smile and endless stories, that drew me in. "You edit romance novels but don't believe in love at first sight?" he'd teased over coffee. "That's like being a chef who doesn't eat." "I believe in well-crafted character development and realistic relationship progression," I'd replied primly. "Ah, so you're saying we need a proper story arc then? Grand. I love a good challenge." He pursued me with the same dedication he brought to his writing, thoughtfully, creatively, and with just enough persistence to be charming without being annoying. 6 months later, we were inseparable. There was just one problem. Fiona. Fiona was Declan's ex-girlfriend. They dated for 5 years back in Dublin before he moved to Boston for his writing career. According to Declan, they'd ended things mutually when it became clear their lives were heading in different directions. According to Fiona's actions, she'd never gotten the memo. I first met her at Declan's book launch party. She'd flown in from Ireland to support an old friend. She was stunning. Tall. "So you're the American girl," she said, looking me up and down. Declan always did like trying new things, though he usually comes back to what's familiar eventually. "Nice to meet you too," I said, refusing to rise to the bait. Declan appeared at my side immediately. "Fiona, what are you doing here?" "Supporting your success, of course. We're still friends, aren't we? Remember how I used to edit all your early drafts? Some habits are hard to break." That set the tone for our relationship. Fiona would randomly appear in Boston for business, always staying with her cousin Siobhan, who conveniently lived 20 minutes from us. She'd text Declan constantly about urgent matters regarding their mutual friends back home. She'd comment on every photo of us on social media with things like, "Enjoy Boston while it lasts," and "Nothing beats Irish love." "She's harmless," Declan insisted, "just having trouble letting go. She'll move on eventually." But when Declan proposed to me on the cliffs of Moher during a trip to Ireland, Fiona's behavior escalated. We'd decided to have our wedding in Declan's hometown, both to honor his roots and because his grandmother was too frail to travel. Big mistake. Suddenly, Fiona was helping with wedding planning. She'd convinced Declan's mother, Maeve, that as a local who knew all the vendors, she was indispensable. "Chloe won't know the difference between a good florist and a tourist trap," she'd said sweetly. "I'm just looking out for the family." Every suggestion I made was shot down. The venue I loved? Oh, that place has terrible acoustics. The photographer I found online, known for overcharging foreigners. The dress I fell in love with? Gorgeous, but Irish weather will destroy that fabric. My maid of honor, Priya, who'd flown over early to help, was ready to throw hands. This woman is sabotaging your wedding, and everyone's just letting her. What can I do? She's friends with the whole family. If I complain, I look like the jealous American trying to isolate Declan from his roots. Things came to a head during my bridal shower at Siobhan's house. What was supposed to be an intimate gathering turned into Fiona's This Is Your Life presentation about her history with Declan. Here's Declan and me at university, she said, projecting photos onto the wall. Our first flat together. Oh, and this was the day he sold his first story. I was so proud. My future sister-in-law, Roisin, tried to intervene. Fiona, maybe we should focus on Chloe. Of course! I just thought she'd want to know about Declan's history. Marriage is about accepting someone's whole story, isn't it? The final straw was when she produced a thick album. I made this for you, Chloe. Every woman Declan dated before me. Just so you know what you're getting into. He does have a pattern of falling fast and leaving faster. I stood up, my hands shaking. Thank you for your concern, but I'm quite secure in my relationship. Are you? Because I was too. Right up until he told me he needed to find himself in America. She smiled sadly. But I'm sure you're different. Americans always think they're special. I left the party early, Priya practically dragging me out before I said something I'd regret. Declan was furious when he heard. I'll talk to her, he promised. This has gone too far. Whatever he said seemed to work. Fiona apologized publicly at the rehearsal dinner, saying she'd been overprotective and wished us well. She even gave a touching toast about letting go of the past and embracing the future. See? Declan whispered. Told you she'd come around. But Priya wasn't convinced. That performance was too good. She's planning something. I wanted to believe Declan. I wanted to trust that Fiona had finally accepted reality. The night before our wedding, I carefully packed my passport in my carry-on bag, zipping it into the inner pocket where I always kept it. We were flying to Italy for our honeymoon right after the reception, and I double-checked everything. The next morning, I woke up in my hotel room buzzing with excitement. In 6 hours, I'd be Mrs. O'Brien. Priya, Roisin, and my other bridesmaid, Declan's cousin Aisling, were already there with coffee and pastries. The hair and makeup team arrived, and everything was perfect. My dress fit like a dream. The photographer was capturing beautiful getting-ready shots. Then, 2 hours before the ceremony, I went to grab my passport to transfer it to my honeymoon bag. It wasn't there. Where is it? Where did you put it? Chloe, calm down! What's wrong? Declan rushed into the hotel room despite the bad luck superstition. My passport! It's gone! We're supposed to fly to Ireland tomorrow for our wedding, and it's gone! Maybe you just misplaced... I didn't misplace anything! Someone took it! My voice cracked as tears streamed down my face. And I know exactly who... You can't be serious, Roisin said. You think Fiona. Who else? She was here yesterday for the rehearsal. She knew which room I was in. She probably sweet-talked a maid into letting her in. Declan's face darkened. I'll handle this. He stormed out, already dialing his phone. Priya took charge. Aisling, call the airline and see what our options are. Roisin, check if the embassy does emergency passports. I'll search this room inch by inch. But I knew it was gone. This was Fiona's last play. If I missed my own wedding because I couldn't fly to Italy afterward, she'd have won. The humiliation would be unbearable. The American couldn't even organize her own documents properly. I could hear the whispers already. Declan returned 30 minutes later, his face grim. Fiona's not answering. Siobhan says she left early this morning for Cork. Cork? The day of your wedding? Aisling looked suspicious. She said she couldn't bear to watch. Too painful. I laughed bitterly. Of course. She has my passport and now she's unreachable. Perfect alibi. We don't know for sure she took it, Maeve said, appearing in the doorway. Perhaps you should postpone the honeymoon. No! I stood up, suddenly furious. I'm not postponing anything. I'm not changing anything. I'm done letting that woman control my life. But, sweetie, without a passport? Then we'll honeymoon in Ireland, or we'll stay here. I don't care if we spend 2 weeks in a Dublin hotel room. I'm marrying your son today, and nothing Fiona does will stop me. Declan pulled me into his arms. That's my girl. Fierce as a lioness. But we should still try to find it, Priya said practically. Where would she hide it? That's when Aisling spoke up. You know, Fiona asked me about the hotel's lost and found yesterday, said she'd dropped an earring. We all looked at each other. Then we were running, me in my robe and slippers, Declan in his undershirt, the whole bridal party racing through the hotel like maniacs. The desk clerk looked alarmed when we burst into the lobby. Is everything all right? The lost and found, I gasped. We need to check the lost and found. Certainly, but now. Declan's voice brooked no argument. The clerk produced a box of items, and there, wrapped in a hotel towel, was my passport. Someone turned this in this morning, the clerk said. Said they found it in the ladies' room. I clutched it to my chest, tears of relief streaming down my face, but Declan's expression was murderous. She wanted you to find it, he said quietly. But only after the wedding was ruined, after you'd panicked, maybe called things off, certainly after missing the ceremony time. But why wrap it in a towel? Roisin asked. To make it less obvious. If someone glanced in the box, they'd skip over a towel. It could have sat here for days before being properly checked. The enormity of Fiona's plan hit me. If we hadn't thought to check lost and found, if Aisling hadn't remembered that odd conversation, I'd have spent my wedding day in tears, frantically trying to get emergency documents. The day would have been ruined, overshadowed by chaos and stress. I'm calling the guards, Maeve said firmly. This is theft. No, I said, surprising everyone. Let her think she won. Let her sit in Cork, imagining my wedding in ruins. Because in 2 hours, I'm going to walk down that aisle looking absolutely radiant, marry the man I love, and live a life so beautiful it makes her sick with envy. That's better than any police report. Have I mentioned I love you? Save it for the vows, Romeo. We have a wedding to get to. We made it to the church with minutes to spare. I'd never felt more beautiful or more certain of anything in my life. As I walked down the aisle, I spotted Siobhan in the crowd, holding up her phone, no doubt live-streaming to Fiona in Cork. Good. Let her watch. The ceremony was perfect. At the reception, Maeve pulled me aside. I owe you an apology. I was so focused on not causing drama that I enabled Fiona's behavior. You're a saint for not throttling her. I'm no saint, I admitted, but I figured living well is the best revenge. And we did live well. Our honeymoon in Italy was magical. The photos we posted drove Fiona to block us both on social media. Siobhan kept us updated on her increasingly bitter posts about fake friends and stolen futures. But the real consequences came naturally. Word spread about the passport incident. Declan's extended family was horrified. Fiona had crossed a line from persistent ex to criminal behavior, and Irish communities don't forget such things. Her reputation in their social circle plummeted. Mothers warned their sons about her. Friends stopped inviting her to gatherings where Declan and I might be. Even Siobhan distanced herself, embarrassed by her cousin's actions. She's become a cautionary tale, Roisin told me during a visit 6 months later. Remember Fiona O'Sullivan? Went mad when her ex got married. Tried to sabotage the wedding, can you imagine? The professional consequences were worse. Fiona worked in event planning, weddings specifically. When vendors heard about what she'd done to another bride, bookings dried up. Who wants a wedding planner who might sabotage the event out of jealousy? She had to move to Galway, Aisling reported during a family dinner. Starting over where no one knows her story. I feel bad for her, I said, and meant it. She destroyed her own life over a man who was never coming back. Declan squeezed my hand. Her choices, her consequences. A year later, I was pregnant with our first child when we ran into Fiona at a Dublin restaurant. She was thinner, her vibrant hair dulled, that confident swagger gone. Our eyes met across the room. For a moment, I thought she might approach. Then she saw my obvious baby bump, Declan's protective hand on my back, the wedding rings we wore. Her face crumpled. She left without ordering. Should we have said something? I asked Declan. What's left to say? She made her choices. Priya, who was visiting for the baby shower, was less charitable. She tried to ruin your wedding day. She's lucky all she lost was her reputation. But I understood something Priya didn't. Fiona hadn't just lost her reputation. She'd lost herself. She'd become so consumed with holding on to the past that she'd destroyed her future. Every bridge burned, every friendship lost, every opportunity squandered, all for a man who'd moved on years ago. My son was born on a rainy Tuesday in April. As I held him, marveling at his tiny fingers and Declan's eyes, I thought about the journey that brought us here, the conference where we met, the proposal on the cliffs, the passport hidden in a hotel towel. "What are you thinking about?" Declan asked, cradling us both. "How grateful I am that Fiona tried to sabotage our wedding." He looked at me like I'd grown two heads. "Come again?" She showed everyone exactly who she was. No more pretending, no more harmless behavior everyone ignored. She freed us from years of subtle manipulation and forced the family to see the truth. That's actually brilliant. Plus, it makes for a great story. Remember when Daddy's crazy ex tried to ruin our wedding? Our kids will love it. Kids plural now? Well, this one needs a sibling. Maybe a sister who won't let anyone push her around. Like her mother. Exactly like her mother. 2 years later, I heard through the family grapevine that Fiona had married a widower in Galway. As for me, I learned plenty. I learned that toxic people will escalate when they feel threatened. That enabling bad behavior in the name of keeping peace only leads to bigger explosions. That sometimes the kindest thing you can do is let someone face the consequences of their actions. Most importantly, I learned that the best response to someone trying to dim your light is to shine even brighter. Fiona wanted to ruin my wedding day. Instead, she gave me a story of triumph, a family who finally saw the truth, and a husband who chose me definitively and publicly. My passport sits in our safe now, that once stolen document that almost derailed everything. Sometimes I look at it and remember that morning, the panic, the tears, the racing through hotel hallways in my wedding robe. Then I look at my life, my husband, our children, our home full of laughter and love, and I smile. Fiona thought she could stop me from flying to my future. She just didn't realize I'd already arrived. So tell me, have you ever had someone try to sabotage your happiness out of jealousy? How did you handle it when they showed their true colors?